This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
You know, always something to complain about. You know.
I know. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. I don't have to say anything anymore. We can just all... I don't got to feed people the punchline, you know? As Kyle Kinane would say.
Yeah.
I got one of these things. I'm sure some of our listeners have them too. They're very common.
Mm-hmm.
They're called offspring.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I think mine's broken today. I don't really know. Don't know what to do about that, but...
Get you a refund.
Girl, I don't think they take them back. It's really funny because you and I were talking earlier today about how I accidentally purchased really expensive jeans. I didn't realize the price on the jeans. They just fit me really well. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll take these. Just thinking like, how much can a pair of jeans possibly be? I was mistaken.
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake. So I have kept them in pristine condition. The tags are on and the receipt is in the bag with the jeans and the tags. And they're going back on Monday on my lunch break. But with this kid situation, I don't think they just take those back.
Oh,
In fact, I was surprised I was like, I can't believe they're just letting us leave when we were loading him into the car at the hospital. I was like, they just let you leave? We're just going to leave? And Deb's like, what did you think was going to? I was like, I don't know. But I guess I just thought for sure like they were going to do a background check or something. He was like, we made this thing. So like, no.
They just give it to us.
Yeah, they just make you keep it. So I don't know. Anyway, how's your day going? What's going on? What's new in your life?
The day's been pretty... It got hot here. It was like summer central here. Like, it is popping out here. Everybody's out. All the people that we haven't seen since last September are out and about.
Yeah.
It hit like 82, I think, today.
Oh my gosh.
So people are putting boats in. I saw some water skiers, which is very brave. That water is not warm yet.
Yeah, no thanks.
But I was just at a fire and...
You were at a bonfire.
Yes. I should be more specific. You're right.
You were like,
yes.
I was just at a fire. And I was like, oh, Lord, it's a fire.
No, I was at a controlled environment at a fire pit. Yeah. Actually, at our old property that we sold, that I grew up at, that they tore down and built a house on. So, but they were... I mean, I think they've already had a few drinks. I've only had one.
Yeah.
But before I left, I was having lap dances and being told that I couldn't leave. And
I'm sorry,
if I did
from
leave,
whom?
The owner. The new owner. She's giving me a lap dance and I said, oh honey, I don't have any ones on me. And she said, that's okay, I do this shit for free.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Sometimes out here, I tell you, we have a good time. But they're doing karaoke.
Oh fun.
So
well, I mean, did you want to go then? If you got shit to do. I don't wanna.
No, but she told me if I was longer than an hour, she'd be over here and be putting her boobs on my window. And I really don't put that past her at all.
Yeah, but I think the important thing to remember is that when you're inebriated, time becomes a little irrelevant.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
But
I got a little bit of time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Not to be paid, but I just don't have any skin in the game. So.
It's okay. You never know what's gonna happen out here. It's an adventure every day.
That's fun. How was your week, like overall? Good week.
It was okay. We've had some highs and some low lows, but we actually, not to be a downer, and I'm not gonna drag it out, but we had a death in the family.
I know, I'm very sorry.
And so Uncle Greg has left us. So shout out to my cousins Cameron and Kelsey. They lost their dad this week. Well, it was a week ago today because we recorded early last week.
Yeah.
But so send them love. They're, you know, we can't be with them. We can't be with you, but we're thinking of you guys. They're in Texas.
Yeah. Godspeed, you
So
guys.
yeah. But
In his heart, he was so full of goodness. And I think I can speak for everyone in your family when I say it will be dearly missed. So
yeah,
I'm
I
really
can
sorry
say
for
he
your
was.
loss.
Thank you. I will say he's the only uncle that I have that would randomly just post on my Facebook wall out of nowhere, like, Jessica, Uncle Greg loves you. And
Oh.
it was just like, where did that come from? Like, okay, love you too, Unc. Like,
Yeah, like he
so
just
he
felt
was
it
just
in
like,
his heart.
yeah, he just tell people that he loved them all the time. And he was hilarious and wildly inappropriate.
Yeah. Uncles are special like that, though. My uncle Dino is one of my favorite people, and I probably talk to him more than I talk to some of my friends. Well, not probably, I definitely do. I
Oh,
just love Uncle
Dino.
Dino.
Everybody loves Uncle Dino.
He's everybody's uncle. Uncle Dino is the podcast uncle, which is really funny because Uncle Dino absolutely does not know how to listen to
Which,
this
really quick, slightly off topic, but kind of on topic. Today I messaged Aunt Missy and
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey girl, I was just curious, do you listen to our podcast or
What
do you
did
just
she say?
like comment and like our stuff on our Facebook page? And she's like, I don't know how. And I was like, yeah, that's what I figured. I said, let me help you. So I sent her screenshots of how to get to the Apple podcast and where to go.
She has an iPhone
Yeah, so
too.
I knew that I could help her the easiest way. We're not downloading any apps. It's already on your phone. Let's just go here and search
Right.
this. And she said,
That's not.
oh my gosh, I found it. Now I can watch it. I was like, oh, bless your heart, Aunt Missy. It's like a radio. You just listen.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
I did tell her we've told some stories with her and that we've shouted out to her a couple times. And so she said she'll get caught up.
Yeah, Aunt Missy's like the total badass, but that's funny. That is very funny.
Now I'll watch.
I will watch. I'm gonna binge watch this. I'm gonna catch up. I can watch it now. No, you can't. You never
I
could.
love
I don't know how to tell
I
you.
love you, Aunt DM. You know, speaking of dying, and hopefully people don't take offense to how I segue into this next little story, but I really think my dad's trying to kill himself in front of me.
Oh
You know,
shit, what
we
did he do
had the horrible we had the horrible windstorm incident with
Oh
the
my God,
knee,
yeah.
and I
Yes.
couldn't catch him. Apparently he just hurled himself off of things because we were trying to buy a boat last weekend.
Right. You
And
guys ended up getting it, right?
yeah, so we have a boat.
Oh yay.
We have
Okay. Okay.
a pontoon or a party barge, if you will. And we do like to share, so you know, we love to have friends and family. We're good sharers.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, I'm 2 weeks.
so we went out on a boat ride. to see if my parents wanted to buy this boat. And when we were coming back in, we bought from a neighbor out here. When we came back in, he said to my dad, "Hey, Eric, can you catch us at the dock?" And he's like, "Yeah, I can." Well, my dad's still not like fully recovered with his knee. Yeah. And so instead of just saying no, and then I would have done it, he said yes. So I thought he was fine. And so what ended up happening when you catch a boat, and for anyone who's not been around boats, let me explain this to you really quick. The best and the surefire way that you're not going in the water is that you hop out onto the dock and then you catch the boat.
Right.
My dad decided to put one leg onto the dock and keep one leg on the boat. That's a no-no. Don't do that. So he was trying, and the more that he was trying to pull the boat closer, the more the boat was being pushed away. So our neighbor was trying to tell him, "Eric, just let go. Like, it's not a big deal. We'll come, we'll try again." And then my dad got stuck to where he was like, gonna do splits.
Oh my God.
He looked me dead in the eye and said, "Help me." So I put my hand out for him to grab. He grabs my hand. It slams into the railing of the boat. All his body weight is dangling by my arm, and he goes in the drink.
God.
That water is cold. I promise you, it has. We haven't had enough warm days for that water to be warm yet. So my dad was in shock, as were the rest of us, that he's swimming in the water.
Oh my God.
So then it took two of us to pull him out. The neighbor and I were pulling him out. Well, we broke my dad's rib.
You broke his rib?
He went to the doctor finally and they confirmed he has a broken rib.
Oh my God.
But it was like dead weight and we were just pulling him. Like, how do you get somebody out of the water, you know?
Right. And he's in shock because it's so cold.
Yeah.
God, your poor dad. I know.
He has a broken rib and a sore knee. And then after we got him safe and stuff, I couldn't quit giggling because I saw the look of horror on his face before he went in. And my mom saw it too. So we were kind of giggling. And the neighbor was like, "You guys are assholes. You guys are assholes." He's been calling us assholes all week. But my dad's finally to the point where he can joke about it and stuff. So when we were watching a movie the other night, he said some sort of joke. We started laughing. It made him laugh. Then he yelled at us, "Don't make me laugh." So, you know, poor dad and his ribs.
My God.
I will say, the boat that we got is really nice. It had some sun damage on the seats.
Yeah.
And so I started doing some research online. And I learned of some things that you can mix together and put on that to get rid of it. And yeah. I got most of it off, the discoloration. I got it back. And the guy who sold us the boat, he walked straight up to me. He was out fishing on his new boat. He walked straight up to me after he docked his boat and said, "Jessica, what the fuck did you do to that boat?" And
right.
I said, "I just did some research on the internet and, you know, put some muscle into it." And he was like, I cannot believe you got that off of there. It looks amazing." So my parents are all happy that I cleaned the boat up. But tonight when I was over at the neighbor's, I just had a guy come up to me and say, "Damn, you made that boat look so good." And I said, "Thank you." And he said, "I'll pay you to do mine."
Oh, stop it. Really?
And I was like, you will pay me to do yours? And he's like, "Fuck yeah, I'll pay you a couple $100 if you can clean my boat up." And I was like, "Dude, I will be there Monday morning. Are you comfortable with me doing it while you're at work? I'll just like ride up to your place and hop on your boat and clean it for you." He's like, "Yeah, and then just send me a bill."
I love that. I love that so much.
I'm just a handy person, you know. I kind of do different
Well, and you're,
things for different people.
you figure out how to do, we have to remember that it's because of where we came from, and we didn't always have everything just handed to us. We had to figure out, okay, well, everyone else has this thing that I'm not gonna just get handed, so I'm gonna find a way to get it for myself. And that's still like who we are. You know, I
I mean,
mean, especially you. Your hustle is your hustle, girl. Get it.
I know I do lots of little side things that people don't know about. Like, I do a lot of little side hustles because I'm like, man, if I can just go spend 2 hours cleaning some dude's boat and he's gonna drop like a couple $100 on me, I'm not gonna say no. You know?
Right. Well, yeah. No, that's
So,
great. Get your money.
I
Do
know,
that shit.
right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I
Like, yeah, your dad definitely needs to stop trying to kill himself. That shit's, we're done with that.
know, gosh. Okay, I've
Like,
had to do
well,
some.
and I remember you told me about it, but you didn't tell me that he like broke his rib,
Yeah,
because we
well,
did
at the.
talk about it.
Yeah, well, he hadn't, you know, he's stubborn like me. I thought I
I
might have
know.
broke my wrist for a little bit because.
I still think you did, because today you said that every time you move it, it makes like a crack, snap,
Well,
crack, a
I
pop
mean,
shit.
I was being a little over dramatic, but yes, it has popped a couple times where I was like,
I
is
mean, just so we're clear, your wrist shouldn't sound like you're eating some Rice Krispies. Like, it just doesn't, that's not how wrists should be. I'm pretty sure. I'm no doctor.
I mean, also, I mean, I don't want to like wreck anyone's dreams who might be younger than us, but we're also 35. Like, shit
Lord,
starts making noises.
I know. Yesterday, I was getting up. So, first of all, I turned. So this is a long story. I'm going to paraphrase it.
Okay.
I turned the heat up at the office. I thought that that would then be inferred. Once it starts to get too hot, go turn it down.
Right.
My boss and I went back to the office because we had a ton of work to do. So we met for lunch. And we went back to the office. It was 76 degrees. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, but we just, okay. So they were just like living in that heat. Cause we got back to the office literally like 10 after 5. So they had just been gone for like 10 minutes. Maybe it was like the frog in the pot situation where they didn't know they were hot. I don't know. In the morning, the AC kicked on. And we all three of us were cold. And also, we were all drinking iced like coffee. I was drinking iced coffee. Someone else had iced tea because she doesn't drink coffee. And so we're just like ch teeth chatter, freezing. So I turned the heat up. I let them know. And then I left at like 12:30. I get the heater off. But my boss and I had to take our cardigans off. And so my boss and I get some work done. So I start packing up my computer because I have homework to do this weekend. And my boss is kind enough to let me tote my laptop to and from the office and get my homework done. And I'm packing it up and I am sitting there, no cardigan, nothing. Went to go look at the time, but somehow I don't know how, you know, when your phone is on the lock screen, sometimes the camera will just open. Well, I suddenly was staring at myself and I was like, oh my God, my wrinkles. Holy shit, my wrinkles. So I shot an entire like 1 minute video. Just like,
I saw
and
said video.
oh, okay. Well, it's embarrassing. It's kind of embarrassing, right? Because you don't want to feel the 35 setting in. But it's just like with your wrist, like this could be just a day where I'm dehydrated. Just be what my face is now. Like, same thing with your wrist. This shit could just be my trick wrist from now on. Like,
No, here's the thing. Okay, so we're the same age. I have far more wrinkles than you, and not just around my eyes. I have a whole forehead of wrinkles. I will be the first to admit that when I take pictures of myself for my profile pictures, I use a filter because it makes me feel wonderful about myself. And I'm okay with that. Now, if I go missing, they're not going to find me because all my pictures are going to be glam shots. And I'm more like an ogre.
Oh my God. Never use that word to describe yourself again, or I will get in my car. I will drive 6 hours and I will slap you on your beautiful face. Very non-ogre.
But here's what I want to say. In watching that video, which, like you said, it's only like maybe a minute long.
Yeah.
In watching that, I was supposed to be paying attention to watches and wrinkles, and all I could pay attention to was your necklace.
It's yellow gold. It was actually a gift from a former coworker. It's really beautiful.
It is. I have one very similar that I'm wearing right now, but it's rose gold. And so I was wondering if I know that the thing hanging from the necklace is not the same, but they're similar.
Mine's
like a little round, like I'll send you a picture and you can put it out there for the listeners if you want.
A picture of mine too.
But I had broke the necklace.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so I just got a new necklace because I don't have rose gold to go with it. But the way the necklace was looked like the same as what the necklace is that I got to put this on.
Yeah.
But it's actually a really sweet necklace. It says, a journey is best measured by friends, not miles.
Okay. See, that's the kind of quote I like.
Yeah.
Yes. That's really a good sweet one.
I like to wear it, but I just got it to where I mean she gave it to me a couple years ago and now I'm just wearing it because I broke it.
So you finally have a chain for it again.
Yeah. So I was like, I think Kimmy and I have the same necklace.
Well, I wish we did, because that would be really cool. And also that would mean our friends were kind of kismet. This was a coworker who I immediately became really close to, and just cared about like instantly. And this was a really lovely gift she did give to me for my 35th birthday. Mm-hmm. And the front is a larger and a smaller chrysanthemum, I believe. It's the flower of my birth month. So everyone run to Google quickly. Everyone let's away and figure out what flower this is. But then the back of it just says in really delicate cursive, soul sister.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. It's a really lovely necklace. She also bought me a pair of matching earrings to go with it.
Aww.
Probably one of the more like thoughtful gifts.
Yeah, I love thoughtful gifts.
Yeah, it was really nice. And I did some digging for her gift too and tried to make it as thoughtful and like important as possible, because her birthday was in October, just before my birthday in November. So anyway, that's what mine is, and I am looking at it right now. And the matching earrings are also really cute. And I get a lot of compliments, but I think she got it from Etsy, from like a jewelry maker on Etsy.
Aww.
She also likes to support small businesses, which is also really important. But
yeah. I mean, I don't know where Aspen got mine, but I also can't even remember what she gave it to me for. Like I asked her, like I'm too honest. I'm like, so I broke this and I finally bought a new one and I'm wearing it now, but why did you give it to me? Was it like a birthday? And she's like, honestly, I don't remember.
Well, that's the best part, is when you and your friend can both be honest. Like, yeah. I don't know. We've been friends for so long. I can't tell you when I got you that.
Yeah. I was just like, this is why we're friends.
Yeah. And to be fair, the only reason I even remember is because it was so recent and it was very specific, you know? So it is a lovely gift. It's probably one of the nicer gifts I think I've received.
Yeah. Well, we'll put pictures out there for the listeners so they can see what I'm talking about, but that's
Yeah,
what caught my eye.
we can run a comparison.
Yeah.
Well, what caught my eye was clearly my finger because I kept poking at my face, but
Oh, hell getting old, isn't it?
it is hell, girl. It's hell. It's the darndest thing too, because when you're in your teens and 20s, gag me with a spoon. I would rather die than be 35. And then you're 35 and you don't internally, like in my mind, I don't feel much older.
Yeah.
I'm just a mess traveling through life.
I must say though, so in your teens especially, you feel like you know everything and you're invincible. And then in
Yeah.
your 20s, you maybe decide you're not so invincible, but you still know it all. But then I feel like you get to your 30s and you're like, girl, I know nothing. Like, you're willing to admit
Hell
you
yeah.
don't know anything.
And also just to be okay in that space of like, yeah, somebody needs to obviously help me. And whatever advice someone older than me is willing to give me on shit that they know, I'm gonna take that.
Yeah.
But at 17, nobody could tell me shit. Even at
Right.
12, no one could tell me anything, honestly. I wasn't even a teen yet, preteen, and I'm just being a bitch. And I was like, okay, grandma, like you just went through the Great Depression. What do you know? Yeah. So, let's head into some segments now. Wheaton's tweets. Blah, 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 blah.
Superstore.
I know, Bo. Bo, this was good, dog.
Which is actually kind of funny that you say that because my first tweet that I found here is actually we could probably be described as this. So, So this tweet says, found out about Chuggy from the New York Times years old. So, when you got to read the New York Times to find out what Chuggy means, I mean, that's kind of like where we live now, right?
Out. Just like a time out. What does Chuggy mean?
I didn't know that you would, but just in case, I looked it up so that I could give you the right definition as I felt this coming. So it's something that was coined in 2013, but it only started being used and kind of like out there and trending this year.
Okay.
So it's a characteristic of the early 2010s, and
Okay.
it's seen as being the opposite of trendy, or like you're trying too hard. So, girl, we chuggy.
Oh, so choogie.
So
Also, high
then,
school Kimmy was choogie.
say that.
Like, high school Kimmy, very
Oh,
choogie.
there you go.
Not gonna lie.
So then this guy responds through that tweet and he said, here's how proud I am right now. I just used Chuggy in a sentence to my teenage daughters and they had no idea what I was talking about, which is about as Chuggy as it gets on my part.
I love that so much. I love this dad out here just slandering his daughters on Twitter. Just these girls. That's funny. Oh man, yeah, I had no idea that was the definite. I had no idea that was even like a thing.
Okay, well, use it in a sentence this week. Let me know how it goes.
I hope not sporadically.
Yes.
That's good.
I love you so much. That's
I love you so
the
much too. Okay,
God. Okay.
what's the next one?
So the next one says, can you multitask? Yeah, I can listen, ignore, and forget all at the same time. And I totally feel like that's true. Like when I'm looking this stuff up and my mom's trying to tell me something and I'm like listening to her, but also trying to ignore her and forget it all at the same time.
Yeah. It's not like I meant to, and it doesn't happen that often, but yeah, I've definitely multitasked in that unfortunate way myself.
I mean, I kind of feel like you're explaining every college class I've ever been to when they're lecturing.
Funny. I feel lucky that I'm getting my undergrad like all online
Yeah.
because the lecture portion, while it seems like I would be interested, I am it's so much easier to do the lecture portion online because, first of all, I can pause the video.
Yeah.
But second of all, they also include the entire transcript for the video for the hearing impaired. And so I don't have to take the notes. I literally copy the transcript and drop it in a Word doc. And
Stop.
just, yeah. And then I just keep moving. And then when I'm like going through and doing my assignments, I just search the Word doc for the keywords. It's so convenient. It makes everything go so much quicker. And I need to be efficient because I'm just, I'm too busy. So
I'm jealous.
taking notes because I did go to college before. It's not like this is my first college rodeo,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
taking notes and man, first of all, my handwriting would start out really pretty, and then like the longer the class got, the shittier my notes got. And then by the end of the
Well,
class, I
yeah.
was like, does this say duck?
And you're like feverishly writing.
Yeah, like just to make sure you have everything you need to study because you're so worried that you're not gonna like pass the test.
Yeah, I
And
mean, I'm
like,
not gonna lie. Sometimes in anatomy physiology, I think I was just scribbling. Like, I don't even know that I could go back and read my notes.
well, yeah, and that's another thing. Like the missed spelled words in my
Yes.
daily, just my daily notes. Like when we're talking to clients, and I feverishly take handwritten notes when we're talking to clients. I go back and correct, like I go back in any word that I think that I may have misspelled. I generally correct it before it goes in the client file because I'm very insecure about misspellings usually.
Yeah.
But with this, I don't have to worry because Word does it for me. Like
Yeah.
it's kiss your fingertips good. It's perfect.
I never thought to look for that.
And I'm telling you, it's like night and day from when I was in junior college.
I'm gonna put that in the back of my brain, and someday that might
Yeah.
be something good to know.
Remember that, 'cause all videos for the most part, not all of them, but they have the closed captions, which is great. But then they also have a video transcript. It's nice. It's literally the best. It has been a game changer. So
Yeah.
just a little
Yeah.
food thought,
A
but
day late and a dollar short, but thanks anyway.
yeah, sorry, babe. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, well,
So,
what's the next tweet?
yeah, the next one is very relevant to this week.
Okay.
And it's got a meme in it, so I'll explain it. But so it says CDC, you no longer have to wear, and before it even finishes, it says me, and it has a picture of Will Ferrell with the microphone, and he's like naked, and it says, we're going streaking.
Yeah, just take us back to last week.
Right.
Snoop doop.
That's why I thought it kind of tied in.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I wondered what kind of message it sends to people who don't want to mask, that the CDC is like, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to mask. But just as a person who is vaccinated, I'm still going to be wearing a mask in public for the most part, just for a while at least. Mostly it's because my son isn't old enough to get vaccinated, and I don't want him to be not wearing a mask and then just be like, well, then I don't have to wear mine, right? And plus, there's also another thing that I'm really concerned about, which it doesn't seem like there's a lot of talk about this, are the different variants. So for me, it's not that inconvenient to the point where it's going to bug me that much if I have to just keep like wearing a mask at the grocery store. You
I mean,
know?
honestly, I kind of like the mystery to it.
Because I don't want people to ever be under the belief that this is the only conversation we have in a week, because we still talk a lot. We're very close. So we actually talked earlier today, and you told me the funniest story about being at Winco, and like you got trapped in an aisle with another lady, and it was like right when the mask mandate dropped. And then there was a guy on the corner, and you guys were all just kind of standing there looking at each other. And you were like, I know I was smiling, but we were all frozen and we didn't know what to do because we were all trying to stay like 6 feet apart.
Well, it was like, okay, so she was in like a like the motorized cart thing, like, so I think him
Okay.
and I were trying to let her go, but she
Right.
was looking at us, and we're very new to this mask game, so we don't know what's going on under the mask, and so he just voluntarily was like, I just have to let you know I'm smiling under here. I'll never forget that. It was an awkward moment, but it was like hilarious. We just all started laughing. Like he said what we were thinking.
All right, you have another
Well,
one?
yeah, I have two final ones, but they kind of go together.
Okay.
So, it's big news. Jennifer Lopez is single again, right?
Yeah, well,
So
not. Who knows, though?
well, we'll get there. Hang on.
Okay, yep. True
Okay,
this, true this.
so this particular tweet has two pictures in it. And the first picture is a headline that says, Jennifer Lopez is single again. Relationship with Alex Rodriguez officially done, right? Then right
Right.
next to it says, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are splitting up after 27 years. And then the person tweets, shoot your shot, Bill. Oh, dead.
The best thing ever. So, rumor has it that she immediately started dating Ben Affleck. Like, immediately got back with Ben, and then they were spotted driving around together. And I'm sure that a lot of people know about Ben Affleck's troubles. He's had, alcohol and some drug issue problems. And the one person who never left him was the mother of his children, Madam Jennifer Garner, probably the most wonderful celebrity on the planet. And then so he got healthy and he's been living a healthier lifestyle. He had a tragic movie, the Batman versus Superman situation. Everyone gave it really terrible reviews, and he gained a lot of weight because he was depressed and all this stuff, but he's doing so much better. He's like thinner, he's looking really good, he's finally healthy. And what happens? He decides to go to J-Lo. I don't even want to talk about Bennifer. I want to talk about Jen Gardner. That's all I care about now. She's a queen. I'm gonna be the biggest Jennifer Garner advocate. That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, you're probably not gonna like this last one then.
Oh shit. Good.
So it's also another meme, and maybe what I'll do is I'll send them to you and you can
Oh yeah, I'll put them on the gram.
Yeah, we can put them out there for people to see. We could put them on Facebook too, but
yeah.
This one's kind of funny because it's all women's bodies that they're on. But it's like Ben Affleck on a woman's body wearing a Boston baseball cap, and Alex Rodriguez is wearing the Yankees like hard helmet for batting, you know?
Yes,
the batting helmet, and then Jennifer Lopez, and so it's showing like A-Rod behind her, and she's looking towards Ben Affleck, and then the tweet says, "A huge victory for Boston."
Listen, to clarify, like, I'm not mad at the Bennifer situation. I don't really care. I don't care enough about these people that I don't know.
Right.
It's just that I think that Jennifer Garner is super classy. That's all. And I think that the way she has carried herself through this life is really impressive. That's all.
Have you ever seen Catch and Release?
I think so. Can you give me the premise of the movie so I don't look stupid on the podcast? Just kidding. I always look stupid on the podcast, but give me the premise. What's the premise?
Well, like her fiance dies and she's like,
who's in it with her?
The guy that always gets confused for Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
I don't know his name other than people can look for him.
We found it. Like, it's Timothy something.
Yeah.
Anyway. Timothy Oliphant.
Yes. It's okay. Him. And, you know, Jay and Silent Bob. It's Jay.
Yes. I forget his name. Because Kevin Smith wrote the movie.
Yes,
Kevin Smith wrote that movie. I've seen it.
Okay. My mom had never seen it, and I thought she had, and I just kind of put it on, and she's like, what's this? And
yeah.
Anyway, she had never seen that, and she said, I've seen all of Jennifer Garner's movies, and I've never seen this. Like,
well, it's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. I like that one for sure. Remember that. Okay.
Even though the whole Bennifer's going on, I did watch some Jennifer Garner this week, too.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I'm pretty sure Kevin Smith wrote the movie. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it was a good flick. I really like his movies. And I also, he did these university tours where he would give like speeches or whatever. And it was like with Kevin Smith. And it was like a couple of them that he released of him like answering, doing like Q&As with the university students or whatever and answering questions.
Yeah.
But he is so funny that it was almost comedy.
Yeah.
Like it was almost stand up a little bit, but he just had a bunch of funny stories. We should watch it together sometime because it's really funny. But yeah, he is just a really cool dude, a good guy. I don't know. He is really smart and he writes really well and he makes good films and
yeah.
He's pretty cool. And I like that. I like that about him.
I agree.
Well, per usual, I have some shit to complain about.
No way.
Never. Oh my God, never.
Wait, can I tell you something before we get into complaints with Kimmy?
Yes, please.
So
I thought it was Kimmy's complaints, but we can change the name if you want.
No, that's fine. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I mix things up all the time.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're a real mixologist.
I don't think that's what that means, but I'll take it.
You work cocktails at burger joints. Like one part gin to seven parts lemonade.
think I'm cleaning all these boats out here.
I know, right? Making so much money. Just over there, like cocktail flipping bottles and stuff.
Putting a rye egg in it.
Do you want some more endless fries, but you're still flipping bottles while you ask? Okay. So anyway,
So earlier today in our Facebook group, you put out one of the things that you've already complained about. And then we had people go in there who clearly did not listen. And they're like, yes, girl.
I already typed a response.
You did?
Listen, this is what happened. My response was really snarky. And it was like, I think y'all just don't know how to listen to the podcast. So you don't understand that I don't like this at all. And then I was like, just don't put that, Kimmy. Just delete it and let it be. But yes, it was very funny. I posted.
There was two.
I mean, anyone who is listening to this podcast is likely part of the Facebook group. So yes. You can just go and look at it. It's two ants.
Yes. And it'll make you laugh. It made my day.
It was really funny. And I had a response typed out that was very in jest. It was obviously just me joking what the age cutoff was for downloading an app to listen to the podcast. I found one that I just really hated last week. And I was like, I have to put this out into the universe, otherwise it's going to bug me forever. And then they're both like, yes, this is so true. Absolutely. And I'm like, it is not true at all. This is not a thing. Nope.
Made my day. When I saw that happening, I'm like, oh no, this is going downhill. I wonder what Kimmy's going to say about this.
I hadn't planned on saying anything about it because I didn't want them to feel bad. But yeah, it was pretty funny. Also, Micah said that he's going to...
Yes. Micah cracks me up.
Karma doesn't say shit about trees.
Yes. I love that. Do it and post it. I love it.
Okay, so... Okay. On to the complaints portion, the complaint segment. These are Kimmy's complaints or complaints with Kimmy. The first one makes me upset, and I think you might listen to it and then you're going to understand what I'm going for and why this makes upset. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. Okay. So obviously these, as we all know, these are more metaphorical than anything or whatever. They're meant to be like analogies, right?
Yeah.
But when it rains, the last thing I'm going to do is stand outside in the rain and look up at the sky. Especially if you got contacts, that's a situation. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to go, right? And then when it's dark, I'm not trying to be outside in the dark by myself. Where do you live? I'm from the bad part of town where dreams go to die. You don't go outside when it's dark. Maybe at, like, your situation, you could go to the lake and stargaze. That's great. Most people live in urban areas. The densest populations are New York, Seattle, LA, Miami, big cities. Don't go outside in the dark by yourself, just looking at the sky.
Yeah. Okay?
Everyone just get inside and be unflappable.
Yeah.
This is some dumb shit. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. Don't look up at the sky. You know what? Just never look at the sky.
Yeah.
It's all falling anyway, so fuck. But like, essentially, it's just raining. Look over and you just see some random old lady just staring up. I'm just trying to find the rainbow. Just look at it and her eyes are batting with every drop of water that's getting into them. Just some shit. So anyway, that one really bugs me. I think the reason that it bugs me is because And just to be clear, not all motivational or like inspirational memes bother me. Some of them actually like hit just right. One of my favorites is the it's sort of the it's the one that kind of comes back around and back around, and it's essentially like, you can't calm the storm, so stop trying. What you can do is calm yourself and the storm will pass. And that hasn't, it's obviously it's written in very different wording in many different ways, but the meme is generally calm yourself, stop trying to calm the storm will pass, right? That has personally helped me with my anxiety so much, just remembering like this is what you can control. Because I used to have a really bad OCD because I always felt like everything in my life I couldn't control, like I couldn't control things. And as we've talked about on the podcast before, we've experienced a ton of death. Outwardly, I make jokes about things and I'm
Me
very funny.
too.
Inside, I will have days where I start cleaning my entire house and it sort of just spirals. And Zeb's like, you're doing it again. You're doing the OCD thing again. You have to stop. Like, you're trying to control everything because you feel like you're not in control of anything. And it was a lot worse when we were younger before we had a child, because now I'm just kind of like everything's chaos, and that's what being a mother teaches you sometimes. That's just so for anyone out there who's looking to have a kid, enjoy that fun lesson that you learn after you pop one of these monsters out. But yeah, he's the joy of my life. So that meme, it's worded several different ways all across the internet, but for some reason that one hits just right.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask if you could give us an example of one
Yeah.
that you don't have a complaint about.
Well, I have a couple that I really like. I have two right now. The complaint about these two is tied together because this is something I see nonstop with these inspirational memes, okay? Or quotes or whatever you want to say, like whatever. This is the constant contradiction, okay? So the first one says, be somebody who makes everybody feel like a somebody, right? Now, on its own, that's positive, okay? Be a person who makes other people's feel good. Be that person. And then, right, okay. Then this one says, love yourself instead of loving the idea of other people loving you. Okay. Individually, a very great idea. It's important to work on yourself and to love yourself and to care less about what other people think. However, this type of meme is everywhere on the internet, and it'll be like, hey, girl, go lift someone up today. And then the other one will be like, stop worrying about whether or not people want to lift you up. They contradict each other so much and they're everywhere. It's like, you know, go out into the world and make people feel good about themselves. And then on the like exactly with the same breath, stop worrying if other people make you feel good. Just make yourself feel good. What the
Yeah,
fuck are
you're
we supposed
supposed to do it all, is what you're
to
supposed
do?
to do.
Right. So I'm supposed to not give a damn what anybody thinks, but I'm also supposed to go out into the world and purposely place comments on other people so that they feel good about what I think. I'm just saying it's, and it's everywhere. Go out into the world and make somebody feel good today. Go out into the world and don't give a shit about what anybody has to say about what you do. That makes no sense, Jessica. I'm heated. I'm hot. I'm mad. So I just somebody get me some iced tea because this is I'm hot. This is ridiculous. And it's if anybody just opens Pinterest and types in like inspirational quotes or positive quotes or whatever, this type of shit is everywhere. And it literally makes me so upset because there are so many that are just, they contradict one another. And when I was in my 20s, I would look at these quotes and be like, fuck yeah, that's it. That's me. Do you get it, girl? And the older I get, the more I'm just like, these are so fucking dumb. Like, I just can't.
Really, a lot of people have these quotes hanging in their homes or
I
outside.
know.
Like, I go into people's, which actually makes them choogy.
They're hella choogy, girl. Yeah. But and it's not all of them are bad. Like there are ones that I read and I'm like the not just the motivation behind this, but there's no way to misconstrue this message. Or it doesn't contradict anything else, right?
Yeah.
I'll just read you some fun ones that I like, and then maybe that'll be helpful.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like funny memes or whatever, random laughs and likes. I got into e-cards for a while because those are really funny. So that's fun. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I just opened my Pinterest board where I have these pinned, and I have not been pinning to Pinterest. So I'm gonna find some that I fucking hate. Like, why did you ever think this was?
I was gonna ask you if it's something you post on Facebook or where you're putting these things, but okay, Pinterest.
Pinterest. Yeah, I have a board on Pinterest. This one is called Random Laughs and Likes. It's got a lot of memes posted to it. The first one is a little girl, and she's standing in a dress and cowboy boots, and she's got a look on her face of like confusion, a little bit of, she's befuddled at life.
Right.
Do you ever get the feeling that your fairy godmother stepped out for a smoke? This little, yeah,
That all
the one,
the
the same. I've never, no pumpkin has ever come and saved the day for me, y'all. There's never been a bippity boppity boop and some shit just
Yeah.
happened. The one right next to it. Remember when I asked for your opinion? Yeah, me neither. It's just important. I mean, this one
Yes.
just says, do it, like five capital T's. And then underneath it, there's a hyphen and it says, me, comma, encouraging shenanigans. Like that one. Yeah. One
That
of the
sounds
cons,
like you.
yeah, it truly. So that's one I really like. Let's see. I don't really have plans most days, just caffeine and weirdness. Caffeine and weirdness.
I mean, that pretty much describes you to a T.
It's true. I've got 99 problems and they all involve carbs. It's very fucking true. I mean,
some like
yes.
okay, some real shit to like carbs, like
Yes. Oh, but it's
okay.
true. This one is probably my favorite one. And it's eat like no one is watching or dance, whatever. That's the constant one, right? Like dance like no one is watching, sing like no one is watching, live like no one is watching. This one just says eat like no one is watching or dance, whatever.
I mean, I honestly do all of those
I
things.
know,
I was driving in town yesterday,
Yes.
and I don't do that as often as I used to because we live way far outside of town now. But I was in downtown, and there was a guy behind me. So I was singing my music in my car, like I always do, and I was dancing and belting. I was just nailing this song, right? And I look
Yeah.
up in my rearview mirror at a red light, and this guy behind me is also doing the same thing, but I can tell he's rapping, and he's in like this dually truck, and he just didn't look like the type of guy that would be rapping, as people probably think about me. But he kept holding his hand up to his mouth, and like the way I took it was like that was his microphone, like he was trying to act like he was in front of somebody with a microphone.
Yes.
And I watched him through like three red lights, and I just thought, this guy is killing some rap. Like, I didn't know what he was. I was singing some like Neo and Jennifer Hudson stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy is like killing some rap song. He's got some rap battle going on behind me. I don't know if he was trying to like show me up or what. But I was like thinking to myself, like, here we are both in our own little worlds. Who knows who's paying attention to us? Like, we don't care. We are singing like nobody is watching.
Yes. And so that's, honestly, like, I'm there with you. But today something similar happened to me. So I had to run some errands. Saturday is kind of like my errand day. That's the day that I run them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I end up taking Ezra with me. Now, last weekend, on Saturday, because we recorded on Friday night last weekend, so that we could catch Corey. But and we sure did. He did a really good job. I'm proud of you, Corey. Good work.
Yeah.
But on Saturday was my nephew's 13th birthday, which is very hard to believe that he is 13.
Yeah.
And so Ezra and I, we ran our like daily errands. We went and put gas in the car. We went through the car wash. We went and got some lunch. Then we went and bought the presents. And then we went to my sister's house, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, very, very similar to that. Zeb had to go get his second vaccination. And so Ezra and I, we just, you know, we took off. We went, mom got her Starbucks. That's true. I did that. And then we went and got some lunch, and we took our lunch over to the, I knew the line at the car wash was going to be really long. So I gassed up and we ate our lunch while we were in line for the car wash. Cause on sunny days over here, people pull up to the car wash, like,
yeah,
sun's out. I go through the car wash maybe once a week or once every other week. Cause I like to keep my car clean just cause it rains here so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, like, it'll rain and then the next day it'll be super sunny and there will be pollen everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside of my car will be so covered in pollen that if I don't wash it off, it will come in into the car and then it'll mess me up. And consequently, because my child is my child, it also messes him up. So I just try to hit it up like once a week or every other week, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I'm not washing my own car. I know this is stupid. I would rather spend the $10. I know that's lame. But, like, I'll vacuum the inside and I detail it. I don't take it somewhere to, like, be detailed. But, like, $10 every other week is not going to – it's worth the $10 to me to not have to stand outside in the hot, hot sun or, you know, when it's off and on raining, washing my car.
Yeah.
So, we did that, and I, at a certain point when we were done eating lunch, but we were still in the car wash line, because literally that's how long this line gets, but this car wash is really good, so I mean, I get it. and I was listening to just like hip hop on my phone, and Ezra had his tablet in the back seat,
uh-huh.
And Mos Def came on, and I just started rapping. And I was rapping and I'm rapping and I'm rapping. And I threw out a couple naughty words. And then I was like, my kid's in the backseat. And I just had this moment of realization where I was like, I'm just going to Mos Def and I'm cursing very loudly. But anyway, I have the realization that I'm in the car with my child. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh shit. And I look over because the car wash goes from one very long line to two lines that feed back into one line. Now, why that is, I don't know. I don't know if they think it's faster to have two payment machines, but they all merge back into one line to go through the car wash. Doesn't make sense. So I look over because we're at two lines now. And there's this woman with like three kids in her car, and she's literally staring me down. And then I realized that it was so loud that she could hear it, and she could hear me rapping, and she could see that I had my child in my back seat. And I was like, oh my God, I'm being mom shamed by this woman at the fucking car wash for rapping to Yasiin Bey, formerly Mos Def. This is great. So that was my moment today.
Get it, girl.
Not really. Don't get it. Maybe not when your child's in the car. That's, I mean, yeah, whatever. Okay. A few more fun ones and then we can let this one go and I'll throw a couple more at you next week. This one just says, this too shall suck. That's pretty much applicable to anything. Turn that into a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
This one says, I don't always clear my calculator, but when I do, I hit both C and CE a bunch of times because I truly don't know exactly what they do. Dos Equis, you know, the world's most, what is the world's most interesting man?
You know, as we learned last week, you know, I'm great at math.
You're such a mathematician.
But I do the same thing.
I know. And then I have another one, the Dos Equis man. It says, I don't always go out on Friday night. No, seriously, I don't.
Yeah. That's my life in a nutshell.
And then there's a string of ones where it's literally mocking the idea of the inspirational meme. And it's women and men like with their arms out embracing some kind of nature that's behind them in this picture. So this one is a woman and she's standing on a beach with the ocean behind her. And it says, it's never too late to forget a foreign language you vaguely learned in high school. The one beneath it is a woman with her arms outstretched with trees in the background. Spend more time doing what really matters, watching Netflix.
Yes.
Then there's another one with a woman who's walking down the street. She's got her arms stretched out. She's wearing a beautiful sweater. Stop making resolutions. Just get out there and start eating cheese. Same thing, woman, arms outstretched, trees behind her. See the world with the magic of the internet. And this one, a woman with her arms up above her head. Take every disappointment as a reason to just give up.
That can apply a lot, too.
A lot, yeah. This a man with his arms outstretched in front of a building downtown. Don't spend too much time wearing pants.
Oh God! I mean, that can be taken numerous ways.
I know. And then this is the last one: a woman in front of the ocean, arms raised to the heavens, hold someone's hand at sunset. JK, that's dumb. Good ones out there. There are ones that I really do like, you know, not even just in a funny way, just like ones that do matter. Like this one, your attention, please. No one is coming to save you. This life of yours is 100% your responsibility. Don't forget that, dude. Like, it's on you. If you want to be happy, that's you. You have to do what's going to make you happy.
Right.
No one's coming. There's no lifeboat. If Rose and Jack taught us anything, we're floating down the Atlantic on a board, a piece of wood. Something. Have you seen Kiki Palmer explain that scene to Steve Harvey?
No.
I'm gonna send you the video.
Okay.
gets so mad at Kate Winslet. She was like, everybody knows the scene. They're floating on this piece of wood, something like a door or like a headboard or to a bed or whatever. And Jack's like, you get on it. It can't hold us both, right? And she's like, you didn't think to take turns? And she was like, and then when he freezes to death, she just says, I'll never let you go, Jack. But she immediately grabs his hands and pushes his ass into the water.
I'll never let go. Bye. See you. Bye.
She was like, honestly, it's been hard to watch a movie of hers ever since. It fucked me up. I was like, this is because then Steve Harvey admits to her right before she starts explaining it that he's never seen it. And she goes, oh, that's a disgrace. Like, she got mad at Steve Harvey. I'm like, Kiki, I don't think you're allowed to get mad at Steve Harvey. Like, I'm not even allowed to get mad at Steve Harvey, and I don't know Steve Harvey. Like, I don't think you're allowed to do that. But she was like, well, that's a shame. You should be ashamed. That's a disgrace. And then she explains the scene, and the way she talked about it was so, but yeah, anyway, so we can, you know, we'll go back and I'll read more to you that I hate, and then I can also read some of these ones that I enjoy. Mostly they are complaints because I generally don't like memes, but some of them are great. Some of them make you feel like, I think some of them are, they're just important reminders that what you take away from life is what you put into life.
Now, one more thing I want to bring up.
Yeah, do tell.
I know that you don't watch it, but I know there's several listeners because I got a lot of private messages, people slipping into my DMs and calling me out on the matter. And so this is a warning. If you don't want
to. Everyone, spoiler alert, alert.
If you haven't, or if you're not caught up with The Masked Singer and you want to watch it and not have a spoiler happen, stop listening right now.
And Jessica's like, I know you don't give a fuck, Kimmy, so here we go. Here we go, do-si-do rodeo.
Okay, so put the warning out there. If they're still listening, it's their own fault.
Yeah, bye. Bye, girl. Bye, okay. Boy.
So, The Masked Singer, the last people to be unmasked me, you're going to shoot me for this. I can't even believe it. I'm so disappointed in myself. I could have sworn, I could have put money on it that it was going to be Backstreet Boys, because it was these little Russian dolls, and you could tell, like, it started out with two of them. And then there's, like, a third one. And then all of a sudden there's like four little Russian dolls on the stage. And so you're like, what is happening? Who is inside here? There's just all people singing and you can't figure it out. And so at first I was thinking it was the Jonas Brothers. But then it seemed like there was too many. Right. So then I was like, it's got to be the Backstreet Boys. I swear that I hear Nick in there somewhere.
Right.
And so I did not pay attention to the clues that they give.
Oh no. Who was it?
It was Hanson, Kimmy.
No way.
Aspen has been telling me for weeks that it's Hanson. And I was like, it's not Hanson. And she's like, girl, it's Hanson. And then as soon as it was Hanson, I don't watch it the night it airs. I always watch it like the next day or the day after. And I watched it and I was like, oh my God. Like, I fail as a fan. And Aspen is going to rub this in my face, which she did. She messaged me later that night and was like, Masked Singer, ? And I'm like, oh girl. And she's like, I told you.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so
Okay.
I totally failed. I failed.
Season 5 of The Masked Singer. Okay, there's 3 of them. That's all. I'm seeing 3. Season 5 of The Masked Singer. Hang on. Broke new ground for having the first band as a contestant.
Yes.
And they were Russian doll. Oh my gosh. Oh, look at them.
And to be fair, I do sometimes go into Wikipedia to try to remember the characters, and they'll tell you like who's been unmasked and who they are. And then
Right.
they'll tell you that there's, and there was 4 slots for the Russian dolls. So
Right.
then I was like, well, it can't be the Jonas Brothers because there's only 3 of them. Which then also takes Hansen out of the running
Right.
because 3 of them. So I was like, maybe it's the Backstreet Boys and one of them's not on there.
I love, I can, so I see one of the Russian dolls playing the piano and I know that it's Taylor, but it's so funny because the Russian doll costume is so gigantic and he's just still playing. But the funniest part is, so Jenny McCarthy, do you remember back in like the early 90s when like bands would make tour videos and you would buy like the cassette tape of the tour video?
Yes, Tulsa,
Hands.
Tokyo in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. So I literally had their tour videos.
Yeah.
And Jenny McCarthy, there was like this, either it was an interview or it was part of one of the tour videos, but I would watch all of that stuff. Like anytime I could see like an interview online or I would get the video because it we didn't have YouTube. People don't
Yeah.
remember not having YouTube, but anyway. So Jenny McCarthy like ran up to them on some show, I don't know what, and she grabbed Zach. And Zach was like, I just got accosted by Jenny McCarthy. It's so funny that now years later she was the judge that actually guessed it right, because it was her and the girl from the Pussycat Dolls who guessed correctly.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't watch this show, so I don't know. What do I know? You know?
I don't
That's
know anything.
funny.
In all fairness, though, when I started listening to them, they were like 12, 14, and 17 or something. Like their voices have changed dramatically from the years I listened to them.
Yeah.
But that's still not an excuse. I'm a terrible fan.
You're not a terrible fan just because you didn't know them. Also, Jenny McCarthy's like jumping up and down because she knew it was them, which is very funny. But I guess the reason if I did watch this show, I would have likely known that it was them, but it's only because I have gone and seen them in concert as an adult like 2 or 3 times for new albums. Like Shout It Out. There was another one. I don't know. I've seen them in concert like 2 or 3 times as an adult. And
Yeah.
so do know what they sound like. But yeah, I would have loved to have seen this. I'm definitely going to go back because I'm just looking at a CNN article about it. And Rob
Yeah.
Riggle, by the way, can I just say I'm obsessed with Rob Riggle too because he's so funny. And of course, you and I both love football. So he's like a constant commentator on football, whatever. So to see him like being like one of the guests, very funny.
He was pretty funny. He was a good celebrity guest host. But yeah, you should go back and watch it. I really think now that I know who was singing what in what songs, I really think that Taylor sounds a lot like Nick Carter.
Oh, really? I guess I
Yeah,
should just go
that's.
back. Their harmonies were always amazing, though, and that's what the girl from the Pussycat Dolls, she called him out on that. She said that's how she knew it was them, but they've always been such great harmonizers.
Well, don't let her fool you because she didn't guess them the whole time.
Well, no. I don't know anything about the show, Jessica. You're gonna have to tell me all the things that I need to know.
Well, I just mean like, yes, she guessed it right, like maybe the last 2 shows, but she was guessing other
Right.
things throughout the whole season.
Right.
So, Hansen didn't even get brought up until later on, I believe.
Man.
But
I don't
Aspen.
know, but I'm gonna say Zach has held up. I mean, they all look great, whatever, but you know, that's my boo thing. Oh man, we had it bad for them. You and I, ugh. I think about it now as an adult, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? What was I doing? Just like so obsessed with them.
But still, you could put on any song that they and I will sing every word
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other day, I was in the kitchen and like there was something on TV. It was like a Milwaukee's Best commercial or something like that. And then Man from Milwaukee was stuck in my head for like 2 days. And it's not even a good song. Like lyrically, he's talking to Mars on his yellow walkie-talkie. Like, that's literally one of the lines. And I was just walking around the house singing it to myself, bopping through the fucking kitchen with a man from Milwaukee stuck in my head. Gotta get these dishes done, man from Milwaukee.
Get it.
No. I'm tired. My voice is sore. It was really funny the other day. I was at work and I did the hell no to the no song that they do on Impractical Jokers all the time. And usually it's Sal who sings it. And my coworker goes, "Oh my gosh, that was perfectly on pitch." And I was like, "Oh yeah, 3 years of voice lessons and stage fright will do that." It was really funny.
You do.
I can't.
You know.
I do, and I have stage fright so bad because I got like booed off stage at the fourth grade talent show, and because people were mean to me after my April in Paris solo, and now I just have a total complex about it. It's sad.
I think you should share it with the world.
I'm not gonna do that, but I am very funny and I'm not shy about that shit, so I'll just keep doing this, girl.
Okay, so
Maybe
next time we'll hit that mumble rap then.
the mumble rap is, oh, mumble rap. That's the one thing Mos Def is definitely not. That's what I'm kind of worried that Ze like that Zeb and I, we both listen to, you know, 90s and early 2000s hip hop and rap. And I'm kind of worried that Ezra's going to get into like this mumble rap nonsense that's basically like all auto-tuned and like isn't lyrically any good. And I'm like, what if he thinks that's all there is? And Zeb's like, how could he possibly, when you're in the fucking car wash line, rapping Mos Def in his face? With the moms next to you mean mugging because they realize that you're cursing in front of your
Hey,
5-year-old kid.
fine.
He was watching Pac-Man's like Netflix cartoon show in the back seat. He was not listening to a fucking thing I had to say.
Makes me think
So,
of K-pop, Karen.
yeah. It's
My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Pop. Yeah. Oh my God. Because my kids are listening to Kids Bop,
Yeah,
so they can't hear
sure.
me calling you a bitch. Fuck her. And I'm just saying, I don't want to be judgmental. But yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, dude, it's been laughs and love, but it's almost midnight. I think I'm gonna turn it in.
I hear
Have some homework to do, but I think I'm just gonna wait till tomorrow to do it.
you. I think I'm gonna have to stumble back over to that fire and find Aunt Kimmy.
Yeah, drag her ass back home.
Yeah, I might have a drink first. I don't know. We'll see.
Get you a drink first.
We'll see over there.
See what's going down. Get you a drink and a lap dance. And
There's some people over there that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna stay and have a drink. And then there's some times where you're like, ooh, come on, it's time to go. Okay, well,
okay.
I guess until next week, huh?
Until next week.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you huge, Jessica.
Deuces.
Bye.